Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy, happy Monday, Mother Truckers. Welcome. It's Crab Diving Live. Rocketing at ya from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, U.S. of America. Earth, solar system, Milky Way, blah, blah, blah. If you're one of our alien listeners a million years from now listening to this bullshit, that's where we are. My name, what the hell's going on? Well, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours live till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, tickling your ear holes if that's where you're listening to us. If it's not those times, you're listening to a rerun of this pearl from the oyster bed.
I thought you were going to say clam.
Later.
Yes.
Much later. I'm sure we've got some clam stories. But we'll be, if you're listening to us that way, then maybe you're listening to a podcast version, which you may have gotten at crabdiving.com or on the Stitcher or on iTunes. And if you go to iTunes, hey, friends, do us a favor and leave us some good vibes and a bunch of stars. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And oh, shit, the Hollywood Hick just retweeted us.
The Hollywood Hick. We'd like to thank the Hollywood Hick, Mr. Yes. Brent Paris. God, what an asshole. Oh!
Hey, I'm sitting right here. Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Whoa, zaniness is ensuing here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Crab Diving Show. Joining us live and in person, the host of the awesome, funny, hilarious, insightful, and...
insightful, I like that word.
Insightful. And very entertaining. I think it's entertaining twice.
Introspective.
But who cares? It's double the entertainment. The Hollywood Hick Show, 7 p.m., 7 a.m., and midnight here on the network.
On the stream.
Yeah, streaming warm.
Yeah, listen and, up, mother truckers.
Yeah, Mr. Brent Paris, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thanks for having me. I love coming in here, hanging out with y'all. It's fun.
I think I'm going to have to boost your level a little bit there. So that the mother truckers out there can hear. How's your weekend? Now, thanks for heading out. You know, I understand yesterday was event-filled.
Yesterday was fucking nuts, dude. It started with a drive-by a half a block away from where I live. I ain't making that shit up.
That's crazy. I think I saw that on your Twitter, right?
Yeah. I was tweeting at the LAPD, because when I went to ask the dude what was up, he was kind of indifferent about shit. And I'm like, this is the third drive-by in recent memory, half a block from where I live. I would like to act like you, I want you to act like you fucking care, asshole. Because all I said was like, are you going to step up patrols? This is the third one I can remember. And as he was shaking his head, no, left and right, like this fucking smoke was blowing out of his mouth. And at that point, because I knew I was about to make a scene, I was just like, I'm leaving. But what if you answered my question? And I just left because I knew I was about to start being a fucking...
Don't go into blind rage.
Yeah, not on the police. I just wasn't...
Yeah, not a wise move.
Yeah.
So you are white, though.
I wanted to,
but then
I started tweeting about him, and then I sent a message to the fucking neighborhood council on the Facebook.
There's a neighborhood council?
Yeah, I found him on the Facebook. I got all fucking Norma Rae about that shit. I was like, fuck y'all.
Outraged.
Yeah, I was outraged. So then I like, but they got back to me. There's like some meeting tomorrow night. I can't go because I got to go to the thing over at, I got a show tomorrow night, but I can't, so I can't go to this police meeting. But otherwise, if I could go, I would go to the police meeting that was tomorrow night and pitch a fucking fit.
Oh God, you gotta take your recorder.
I know.
Oh,
so the next one they have. So now I'm on these people's list. So I'm gonna like see when these meetings are, these community meetings, and I'm gonna start pitching a fit because there's this place down the street. It's the third one in front of this place. It's full of gangbangers on the weekends. It's after hours. It was 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
That's way after 10 hours.
Gunshots. Fucking right. That there was people going by with strollers and. Bah, 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 bah,
oh
bah.
My God. God damn.
Yeah, that's how yesterday started. And then ended up like barely making it home by the end of the day. It was just one of those days.
Right. The Hollywood Hick is an activist.
I know. I get a bug up my ass sometimes, right. And I just start pitching a fit. Especially about something like that, because then I want to go like just be a, more than anything. I just want to, even if I don't win, I want to make them have to work that much harder. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want drive-bys in your neighborhood.
That's bullshit, right? Yeah. And I've seen so many fights in front of the joint. I saw a dude get a bottle busted over his head. I saw a chick fight, which I will admit the chick fight was quite entertaining.
Whip out that camera.
A chick fight.
Get it on the Hollywood Hick YouTube channel.
I know, I should start doing that. I'm usually just so like, well, the other reason too is usually when I see it, because it's like late at night, I'm drunk or something, and I'm just marvel at the shit. Like, whoa, look at what's going on. I didn't get that gene to instantly whip out my phone and start videotaping it.
But
I just
you will
watch.
Talk to people.
Yeah, I will talk to people. I'll go to like, yeah, like, what the fuck? I know. It's like, it's ridiculous. But that's what I do. I'll just go up and be like, what the hell's going on, people?
Me and Brent did a show last night. We were walking through downtown LA back to the subway. And God damn it. It just seems like there's just shenanigans everywhere. Just
everywhere.
Weirdness going on
it
last
was,
night.
Yesterday was a weird day. There was like, oh, there was a dude with the mullet. And then when I showed up downtown. The dude with the mullet was nuts.
Oh, yeah. Mullet guy.
And then I show up and there was a festival downtown. And I was amazed at like. I was kind of pissed. Like, I pay money to go to these festivals all the time. This festival was one free. It was like some Latino festival, and it was free to get in. They had all kind of booths and stuff and food things going on. You had to pay for that, but you didn't have to pay an entry. But they were also giving away so much fucking shit.
Oh, that's
they were
awesome.
Like booths giving away like samples of everything. People were leaving that walking around with like two shopping bags full of loot. I'm like, I've paid $20 to get in these homo festivals all the time. They don't give me shit.
Wait, are you saying the homo festivals give no loot?
Yeah, you gotta pay, like, you can get free condoms and lube, that's about it. There's buckets of that around. But, like, really.
How much lube does a guy need, though? I mean, you know.
It just depends on how long things are going for.
It depends on what the day is.
Yeah, just depends. What brand it is, there's all kind of things you need to know.
Are you a lube snob?
No, not particularly. Well, like, as long as it... Yeah, as long as there's no friction, I'm probably cool with it.
That's the job done.
Yeah, if I don't see sparks, I figure I'm doing okay.
Sparks!
Got this new petroleum-based.
No, you can't use the oil-based stuff. I learned that in college. They like taught us that.
I've never caught sparks, ever.
I feel like I almost have, I'm not so sure I've achieved sparks quite yet. And that's probably still more in my mind.
Yeah.
You have to drop acid. At the same time, that's when things will happen. The good things will happen. What else is going on here? It's a beautiful day here, Los Angeles.
It really
California.
Is nice outside here in California today.
Thank God we don't have an earthquake.
Oh,
man.
Oh my God. That's really sad, huh?
Like, horrible.
That's really, it's just, yeah. It just sort of like humbles you a little bit when you see that. You're like, fuck.
Well, and did you see, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, tweet us during the show. Twat us, tweet us. Whatever strikes your fancy.
Yes.
At Crab Diving, we keep one of our eye holes peeled over there. You can chat with us during the show. You could say something funny or, you know, tell us to fuck off. Either way, we might read it.
Yes. A big shout out to Water Asset Management.
Thank you, Water Asset Management.
At Invest Water favorited a tweet. God, they're the leading global water investor, investing in the future of water solutions and innovation. What is that, man?
I don't know if that's the good guy or the bad guy.
It's a bunch of white guys in
suits.
Yeah,
that looks like Nestle, where they're like sort of like
we'll
under
have to
disguise.
But hey, thanks for following us anyway.
Yeah.
And it's at Crab Diving. But if you check out one of our other, go to crabdiving.com, go over to the left. If you're on your mobile device, maybe peel back your shirt.
Shit.
And, you know, maybe use your right nipple to press one of our blue buttons.
Gross.
And the blue button that'll lead you to the Facebook page is a blue F. And over there, there's lots of shit going on, lots of conversations, lots of interactions. We thank everybody there that's participating. But I'm trying to see where my relevance is.
You think when God was putting together the human body and it came to the nipples, he was like, what do I do here? I mean, I could make an appendage or just like an out.
You know,
that's what a nipple is, right?
why did God give dudes nipples?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm glad he did, to be quite honest.
For piercing. For putting a big bar through.
Well, I think I read somewhere it's like it's something to do with like because your nipples form before your sex forms or something. So like everybody's got nipples.
Oh,
like
really?
Even like, yeah, like all critters have nipples. It's just the lady
that's
ones
true.
Get the
They get
nipples.
Bigger and funner.
Oh, I'm sure. I see. I get it. So God or whoever designed us is like, listen, let's put nipples on everybody from the get-go. And then later on, we can decide penis or vagina.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I like heard it work.
Damn.
Like you get nipples before you get your down theirs.
Right. But that's expensive. I mean, that's an expense, right? I mean, they could have produced half of everyone on the planet or however men they are without nipples. Would have saved on a whole nipple expense.
That's true.
Right?
But I don't know. I am like for nipples, so I'm glad they left them intact.
You're pro nipple?
I'm pro nipple.
That's good.
At the H. Wood Hick, pro nipple.
At pro nipples.
At Pro-Nips.
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 You haven't had any good fights on your page recently.
No, I only had one dude who yelled at me for a hot minute about Bill Cosby because he was trying to support Bill Cosby. And
what?
Then he yelled something to the effect of like that whole bullshit about how he's never been like proven guilty. And it's like until he's tried in court, blah, 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 all of that nonsense. And then I was like, he was pretty much tried in court and he settled. So that sort of leads me to believe there's something to this. And then I like, whatever, I just read him on the whole thing. And then I like to shame him by like telling him that I feel really sorry for any of the women in their lives. So that way, you know, so like they had to like, stop. I was like, you're such a fucking dick. And just like, you don't even, you're such an asshole. You can't even see this from the woman's point of view for a second. That now 39 or 38 or something like that, that have come out and said the same fucking story. And then that was that.
Right.
But then he's trying to say, like, support Bill Cosby. And I just couldn't let that go.
Right.
And then he yelled at me one time, and then I shut his ass down. And then I think I scared him.
There are people that still go see him live.
What?
And I think they're going, I think some of these assholes are going on principle.
What do you mean?
Like, these
are. To protest?
Right. Like, these are people who are like,
some of the people
we're going to go out because, you know, we're going to support Mr. Cosby. But these are like a lot of these men's rights advocates, these dickwads that are out there, you know, saying, oh, white guys are being so persecuted.
But he doesn't need anyone's support.
Feminists suck.
He's a fucking rich 1%er, dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't need your ticket sales. If he books a room down in Boca and no one comes, he's not going broke. I mean, no one needs to support Bill Cosby.
He'll be okay.
You know, he's actually no one needs to support him. He's a successful rapist. He's never been convicted.
Exactly. I don't get it.
He's like Jack the
Ripper.
I don't
see how anybody
is going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So we were talking about that horrible earthquake in Nepal.
That's really sad.
Did you see the footage from the avalanche on Everest?
I have not looked at it yet, but I like intended
one
to.
Of the
but
dudes,
it looks horrifying.
Yeah, one of the dudes is just like taking, it looks like fucking cell phone footage or something. And then all of a sudden they go, whoa. And as he's diving for cover into one of these tents, you see just this wall, this like 50-foot wall of debris and snow and shit just come pummeling down on them.
And
he keeps
and they were
running.
Saved by a tent?
I think, yeah, I don't think they got hit as badly as, you know, some of the areas. There was a bunch of people killed on the mountain from that avalanche, from the earthquake.
That's terrifying, man.
That's terrifying.
Another
reason I will never do that.
Thousands killed and just...
Yeah, it's like 3,800 or something they've come up to now or something. It just keeps growing. It's sad.
You're not going
to
climb Everest?
Hell fucking no.
It's not on your bucket list.
No, that is not. I don't like. No, there's a lot of other things I would do, but like that's just too much.
Yeah.
Like I just like when they would like. Isn't that the one where like you could be? Well, probably not now, but at one point you would. People would go by and there would just be like frozen dead bodies still there from like the ones who just like didn't make it and died. Like they were just up there as like little monuments.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would I want to do something where I like that's
I'll
a,
be
a definite possibility for where I might end up?
I'll be down at the ski lodge at the bar. You guys can scale a mountain. You know what I mean? Seriously. Yeah. I'll be having a Mai Tai right. next to the fireplace.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Absolutely.
I certainly hope so.
Gay God might not come and save you from Everest. Gay God might be like, hey, your choice. You're the one who went up the fucking mountain, dude.
It's not like I didn't warn your ass.
Gay God warned you.
There is no personal responsibility anymore either. It drives me nuts. So I my God would say that. It's like, dude, I gave you as many warnings as I was going to.
Yeah, and you went swimming, and you got your fucking leg eaten up by a shark. There you go, buddy.
So this one of these... preachers.
Yeah.
I've never heard of him. I don't think we've ever talked about him or whatever, but congratulations. You're at the top of the shitbag pile this morning. Tony Miano? M-I-A-N-O?
Miano.
Who the fuck knows what he is? But he's famous.
That's Italian.
For being a real Christo dickwad. tweeted out after CNN had... the story about, you know, all the deaths and devastation and all the horror in Nepal. At CNN, praying for the lost souls in Nepal. Praying not a single destroyed pagan temple will be rebuilt and the people will repent / receive Christ.
So that he's just basically saying that because they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that is why they got earthquaked.
I don't know if he's saying that, but his first thought is, well, you know, hopefully they'll do it right this time after God has cock-slapped them with a 7.9.
Well, that's what God does. He's got this spreadsheet out and he's like, look at all these guys down here. They haven't repented, you know. It's time for a cock slapping.
Yeah. He's up there going like, fucking Nepal, look at them.
Fuck those motherfuckers.
Like, they are a little too fucking content down there. I'm going to have to do something about this.
They haven't prayed in weeks.
But didn't Michelle Bachmann say that Obama is obviously bringing about the apocalypse?
Yes, she did. Maybe she's on to something.
Yes.
I've got some clips coming up after the headlines and shit about from our POTUS. Who they had that correspondence dinner.
POTUS.
Over the weekend.
President of the United States.
Man, he brought out the I don't give a fuck speech.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I saw bits and pieces of it. I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's
I've heard it's really good. It's
really good. Whoever wrote for him did a fucking great job, and he does a pretty good job of delivery. Doesn't he? Whoops.
Yeah. Does he? I've only seen the clips. I need to watch the whole thing.
Because I think in the disguise of humor, he can finally kind of say some of the shit that he really says.
Right.
When the doors are closed and just the Nixon tapes are running. You know.
Yeah.
Taping or whatever. I wonder if they still do that.
And the guy actually does have a little bit of a sense of humor. So I like that about him. It's one of the things I do like about him is he does have a sense of humor.
Well, our last president, I imagine, had a sense of humor. He's probably funny as hell. Are you kidding me?
George?
But he gets drunk.
He used to turn those pictures around, remember, for the staff?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He used to crack things up.
No. I refuse to believe that man has got a funny bone in his body.
Come on. Come on.
I mean,
he probably does. Like, maybe he does. But you know what? It would just probably not be the kind of humor. He likes Adam Sandler, and that's why we wouldn't get along.
That's true.
And to the sea
that's
students.
That's kind of how I see it.
I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Play it. Play that other one of his.
This one?
That real creepy one.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Their love.
How creepy.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. He could not have expressed that in a worse way.
They're love.
Could have said that word.
They love. Yeah, really creepy. That's our president. He was shitting on Obama. It was in the headlines this
literally
morning.
Yeah, he was calling him out on his foreign policy or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of the first times that Georgie's actually spoken about something other than alizarin blue or crimson purple.
Are you talking about painting?
Whatever, whatever color he painted
his toenails.
His cheeks. His, rosy cheeks.
He works in beige and earth tones a lot. I imagine. I mean, you're painting feet.
I don't paint black people. Though.
I bet he only paints white feet.
I bet he does. There will be no feet of color in any of his
I could see him saying something stupid like I've tried to paint black feet. I just can't get the fucking mix right or something.
I don't know where to put that extra bone.
Yeah. At Vile Experience.
Yeah, thanks. All week, available all week. So a big crabby fuck you to Tony Miano for
why you got to be such an asshole?
Making from Santa Clarita. He's from out here. We could go visit him.
Where's Santa Clarita? Is that trashy?
Up north, over towards Palm Daily. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's out there where people think like that.
Kind of methy.
It's out there where people think like that.
Yeah, right. You get outside of any big city and you run back into little towns. It's like the same. It's like anywhere, everywhere, any place I've ever been. You get outside of like. L.A. itself is very liberal, but you get right outside and shit shifts on you fast.
Mm-hmm. Anaheim. I mean, that's a gross
like Orange County,
city.
Those motherfuckers are straight up Republicans.
Uh-huh. And then there's that little underbelly of Orange County, Anaheim. Everybody's got the big spacers, which whatever. Eat spacers in your ears. That's fucking fine. But and then you have the neck tats, which whatever.
I do not understand neck tats.
I'll explain it to you. It's very if someone in your family dies, you put their fucking name on your neck.
That is not something I have lost both of my parents and my neck is still I love them to death, but I am not getting their name tattooed on my neck. Anytime I see somebody with a tattoo that cannot be covered up with a shirt or something like on their face or whatever, I'm just like, what a moron. Like, did you see this story? This dude, I think it was across the pond somewhere, got his son's baby portrait on the side of his face.
Come on.
I'm not making this shit up. It's giant. It covers the whole side. It's the creepiest fucking thing you've ever seen.
It's like the Gerber baby.
You should Google it. It's nuts.
Something's wrong.
Like, and all his friends won't do anything to do with it. He creeps them out. So he put his baby on his face, and now nobody wants anything to do with him.
You can't walk down the street with somebody like that. You can't, and you can't.
You can.
You can't invite him. Play this.
You can't say like, "Come visit my family." My family would be like, "What? Who the hell did you bring here?" With that's like bringing a new definition to the baby face. You know what I mean?
You'd be like, "Oh, you know my friend, that one guy, the dude with the baby on his face." Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you would always know who that friend is. The one with the baby on his face.
Right.
Yeah, but what a moron.
You got any tattoos?
No, I can't ever think of anything that I could commit to forever.
I'm the same way. I would do it. But
every time I'm like, I can't think of anything I want.
Right. You like people that aren't doctors putting needles in your skin?
Every Thursday night.
And I don't like needles, so
What about acupuncture?
Fuck that.
That's I've done acupuncture, and it kind of I had to really go to a happy fucking place because once I started thinking about it.
Isn't that the point?
Once I started thinking about what was in me, like you put them in my ears and in my hands and feet and shit. And I just lay there. I was like, I was scared to move because I didn't want to accidentally roll over and stick one in further, you know?
You end up dead.
Yeah, I was like a little freaked out. But it was like relaxing, but not really. Like,
what's it supposed to do for you, really? It's supposed to release toxins?
Yeah, like, it's like, it actually sort of like triggers, like, I guess,
nervous things, though.
To where, like, it'll make, like, a muscle you can't get to relax. Otherwise, I'd been in a car wreck and jacked up my shoulder because, like, I jacked up my shoulder. And, he like whatever he did though, when I would leave, it would be like loose. It would be better. And then it would slowly like cinch back up. But
something about that shit works though. I mean, there's been
it did work. It just was a little unnerving to me because it's needles and I don't like them. Yeah. That's why I can't get tattooed.
Yeah, I've never done it. Have you done the chiropractor thing?
Science.
I used to go to chiropractor like every couple of weeks until I started doing yoga a lot. And then once I started doing yoga, I didn't need a chiropractor anymore.
Some people put needles in their shaft.
That's some fucking straight up nuts stuff. Like, and also there's people who like beat themselves in the nuts with hammers and videotape it.
Oh god! It's heels stepping on. Yeah,
I like the shit that people get into.
Welcome to California.
I know,
everybody.
Make you feel so much better about yourself, doesn't it?
Anybody that is listening to this shit has been on the internet and has seen absolutely everything we're talking about.
I got a friend. She dated somebody that was into all that foot shit, like foot fetish kind of stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
Listen, she'd spend all day with this guy indoors.
That person cut my hair.
Right. Yeah, it's very odd.
How do you look at the person cutting your hair after you find out that they can... You know, blast a load if somebody puts both feet on their face.
We found out that this barber that we both went to, was seeing our friend, and then our friend told us that this guy was into foot stuff.
So the barber is into the foot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So the friend would put her feet on his face and he'd get off to it.
You know, one time this guy.
That's not that bad, though. Pat, it's like there's way worse shit than somebody who just wants you to like rub your feet on
it. Listen to this shit. Pat went in there to get his hair cut and he was wearing Tevias, you know, sandals. The guy got distracted, accidentally cut his ear. It's true. That's exactly what fucking happened.
I don't know if the reason that my ear got sliced is because of my...
Listen, I go in there to get my hair cut. I wear shoes and socks, Wade boots, hip boots.
Yeah, like Uggs.
But she would spend...
That's hysterical. He was wearing...
But this guy would keep would invite this chick over, keep her inside all day doing all this weird foot stuff.
Which I bet she got one hell of a fucking foot massage.
And not fuck her, though.
Yeah, but the work...
But I bet she left there with her feet feeling good. They were worked out. There wasn't nary you know a what, dude, muscle left in there.
But on some level, you got to be... If you spend all day inside with a guy putting his feet on your face and then he doesn't have sex with you, it's got to be a relief, maybe. Maybe.
Some people aren't cool with that. Like some ladies just like are like fine.
Yeah, yeah. And then at the end, instead of taking her to dinner, he just made like spaghetti for her and out of a can. Fucking like, out of a
like,
can.
Like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, dude. If you do the foot fetish thing, you know, you gotta
order Thai.
That's like I can't eat Chef Boyardee anywhere. Ever since college, I ate so much of that shit in college. I cannot.
Right.
I can't. It's like the smell of it kind of just gives me the heaves a little bit now.
And especially if
I had so much. Those fucking raviolis ate the shit out of me.
Imagine if you associate that with foot play. You know.
Yes to a box of dildos.
Yes to a box of dildos. I guess you want to hear what the headlines are? I really have no idea. I've been off the grid a little bit. So.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Yeah, don't cuss, Willow.
Yeah, if it hadn't been on TMZ, I'm not going to know what it is. I'll be learning along with everybody else.
Media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 27th, 2015.
In the year of our Lord.
This is wrong music. That's different kind of news. Different kind of news.
Oh, yes.
I was going for the Gregorian chant.
Brent's got flip-flops on, by the way.
Yeah.
Brent's sporting flip-flops.
I'm glad I ain't going to go get my hair cut.
Dude, you better put some socks on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your hair cut.
We like to see what the headlines are, ladies and gentlemen, and the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Yay.
Ariana Huffington, let's use the headline.
Gray Day clashes with cops. This is referring to the protests in Baltimore. Today was the funeral for Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old. Who died in police custody last week, whose neck was 80% severed on the inside.
Ugh.
Somehow.
What did the kid do?
The police are still, investigating, which means they're still writing their story. But as far as everyone knows, even the report that the cop wrote right afterwards said that he is guilty of the horrific crime of looking at a cop and turning and running.
The horrific crime of looking at a cop and turning and running.
Yep. Shit. Now they're saying, well, there was something there, blah, 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 blah. But ultimately, they ran after a guy who was running from them. And so he must have done something. And then when they caught him, somehow between him
but there's
not
no video
being caught.
Is there a video of it?
There's a video of him getting kind of picked up and dragged into the paddy wagon or this van that they throw him in. And he's obviously screaming in pain. Even at that point, it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. It almost looks like his legs ain't working. So, I mean, one could argue that during the takedown or during...
He broke a leg.
Whatever, he snapped his neck then.
Oh, my God.
Still, 80% snapped. They said it's the Christopher Reeve injury.
Oh, shit.
But then, even if it didn't happen to him in the wagon or whatever, nonetheless, they should have recognized his extreme distress. You should see him throwing him in the back of this van. His legs are dangling like a marionette whose strings are cut.
Why didn't they call an ambulance or something?
Because they're dickwads.
Yeah.
And they're evil, soulless.
That's what it is.
They've dehumanized the people that they're supposed to serve and protect so much in their minds that they're probably not evil. They probably go home and they're loving family to their loving family. Who knows? They probably don't beat the shit out of their wife or their kids or their dog or anything. Maybe they save it for their human Grand Theft Auto game every 8 hours a day.
I don't know. It's hard to believe that they're perfectly, they're well-tempered at home.
Who knows?
I think some of them are. I don't think violent. They all are, but I think there's kind of a mix. I think there's some dudes that just get all their aggressions out while they're out there in the field, and then they come home and they're like, okay, I can deal with this shit. And then they go out there and they're like, my fucking wife, bang, 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 and shoot somebody up, you know? But I think there's some dudes who are just inherently not good people, and they unfortunately are also police officers, and so they are probably assholes while they're doing their job. They're assholes when they ain't doing the job. They assholes at church. They assholes at mama's house. They just fucking assholes.
You can't be an asshole at mama's house.
Yeah, some people are assholes at their mama's house. I know some dudes back home who are assholes at their mama's house.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I can't believe you treat your mama like that. Like, no matter what, you got to treat your mama good, period. It's just how it works.
Wisdom. Wisdom from the Hollywood Hick.
See?
Yeah.
At the H. Wood Hick, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to listen to the warm stream on the sevens here. crabdiving.com/live or /listen. It's less to type if you do live. All kinds of new shit coming soon. Hopefully, I was working yesterday, a mobile app. Hopefully coming soon.
Oh, cool.
That'd be awesome. All kinds of shit for y'all.
Instant access to the crabs.
Spread the crabs. Love the crabs.
Yes.
Inexplicably, people have been asking how to contribute to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be doing that, putting a tip jar shit out via Patreon soon. But until then, if you got a few seconds, for fucking sake, go over to iTunes and go to the Crab Diving podcast and give us 5 stars. 4 stars if you don't like us.
No. Give us 5 stars.
5 mother trucking stars.
And then go over to the Hollywood Hick.
Right.
Give him 5 stars.
Absolutely.
And everybody here on the network, just go to crabdiving.com and find all of our shows and go over to fucking iTunes.
What are you going to give people to give you 5 stars? You're not going to break up with them?
I ain't going to break up with them. Exactly. I ain't going to break the fuck up with
break
them.
Break the fuck up with them.
This cop, we got to break the fuck up with him, right?
Yeah.
80% snapper. What is it?
Well, it's a bunch of cops. And then, they're put on paid administrative leave.
I want that.
I know. And I know their argument to that is like they're like innocent until proven guilty, but it's like, fuck. It's like, it's just that sometimes there's just should be it's like, no, this one's a little too bad.
Well, then make them file. Shit. Or make them, don't send them home.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, let's be real for a second.
Let them mop.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, let them mop.
Pat and I have spent a lot of time working in offices. I know you. Right. I mean, we worked in the office. You work outside with your hands, so it's a little different. You have in the past.
I have, but I've worked in offices too.
Oh, have you? Okay. So what's it like when you have, like, what are you going to do with these cops in an office? What are they going to do? Type?
They got filings to do. They could answer the damn phone.
Right.
And like not be like, because if you call the Hollywood police station, it takes for fucking ever to get through to like somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
How often do you call the Hollywood police station? What the hell's going on over there?
Only a couple of times.
Hollywood.
Well, look,
line.
When I saw the psycho killer that was loose on the news, that I knew because I had seen him around the neighborhood and he had been in my drunk driving class. And so I was like, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this story up.
So it's okay to violate the, that drunk driving isn't AA, right?
No, it's like he got convicted. He had to go to the same class as everybody. It's whatever. But he like killed some dude, like met some dude on Craigslist or whatever, killed the guy. It was creepy as hell because that dude was always hitting on me in the class too. And I was like, I am not, like, one, no. And two, I am not hooking up with nobody from this class because that is not how I'm going to start anything.
Oh,
because
come that's on. Just, what a great way to start a relationship. Yeah.
No.
You didn't hook up with anybody in drunk driving class?
No, not once. Uh-uh.
Wait, but would...
I hooked up with people, but nobody from drunk driving class.
Would scruffed be okay?
As long as they weren't in drunk driving class, yeah. I'm just saying, I just don't, whatever. That was my rule. I'm like, I ain't even going to. Plus, no.
Where'd you meet?
He looked like a. He looked
so,
like
a completely
Bob.
Random encounter on a mobile app is accessible, is acceptable, but you go somewhere where you obviously start out having something in common.
Yes.
That's not good.
I'm not saying it's like good reasons. I'm just saying that's just what I do.
Well, yeah. Some people use DUI class for dating?
Yeah, a lot of people hooked up.
Really?
Yeah, they did. I was like, I'm just got to go here, do what I got to do, and get out. I don't want to have any emotional attachment to anyone or anything. Yeah.
It's not fun. Is class fun at all, or what happens?
No, well, like, they would make you just watch a bunch of stupid shit. Like, I would have to watch episodes of Intervention. I was like, it's punishment. The class is punishment. It's not, you don't learn shit. You spend half the class, it's like whoever's new has to tell their story of how they got there. That's half the class, because you got several people new every week.
Yeah.
And then, it's just a constant rolling in. It's like you got your X number of classes to do, and it just rolls through. So there's always new people coming in, and then people have meet their number of classes, and then they're out.
When you told your story, did you just treat it like a stand-up show?
Like,
did you just do your jokes?
I was totally. I had them like on the ground.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
I was like, yeah, I totally killed it. I did. I really did. I totally killed it. I had the whole place rolling.
Right.
Even the dude who ran it, and he was a hard ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was a hard ass. He always said question, and I would giggle on the.
He said that.
Yeah.
Question. You guys got questions?
If you have any questions? It was like him and this. It was Mr. and Mrs. Hughes, and Mrs. Hughes would like take your money, and she was this really big black lady, and she was fucking hardcore. Like, she did not take no shit. They had rules, like, if it was 1 minute late, you're like, you're sorry, you got two makeup classes. That's how it worked. And she was hardcore. Everybody hated her because she would like wouldn't let you get away with nothing. You had to sign in on time and have your money or whatever. If you owed money, you had to have it. If you didn't, she didn't let you, nothing slide. I made it my mission. I was like, everybody hates her, and she hates everybody. It's like, this bitch is going to love me by the end of this. And I totally won Mrs. Hughes over. She was my, like, good friend. I'd walk in, she'd be like, hey, Brent, how are you this week? And I'd be like, I'm good, Mrs. Hughes. How are you? Sign a thing. Chat with her for a second. And then the next person, she'd be like, where's your $20?
Everybody else in the class hated you.
I forget. It was expensive.
Oh, I bet.
Like, like $800 or $900 or
holy
something.
Holy shit. You don't learn
it's like,
anything.
It ain't cheap. It's like, that's why I don't do that shit anymore. Yeah. Lesson learned.
And who does that hurt? Again. But poor people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that, first of all...
Because rich people don't care.
Well, the rich person isn't going to be there because they're going to have some fancy $1,000 an hour lawyer who knows...
Gets them right off.
...plays polo or, you know, does some towel snapping down at the golf course.
Some pocket pool.
Yeah, with the judge.
I know. And I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I used one of those lawyers and it did help. But, I mean, you still get the classes, like, regardless. Like, even if you get, like, if it gets knocked down to, what are they calling out here? Like, a wet reckless or something like that. It's not drunk driving. It's like you've had some booze, but
wet
you
reckless.
Didn't have enough. Yeah, they call it a wet reckless.
Are you
reckless.
Sure you're not confusing that
I'm
with
not,
the, one of those apps?
Diaper play.
Wet reckless. Are That's going to be my porn star name.
W-H-E-T.
W-H-E-T reckless. Danger. But... Yeah, like they reduce it down to, if you get that, a lot of times they still make you go take the class. So it's just punishment. And they make you go to AA meetings, which I always hated because I always felt like I was intruding because I didn't feel like I needed to be there, nor did I want to be there. So it's like these people are trying to be anonymous and then I have to show up.
Were they real Jesus-y?
A couple of them, but I avoided those ones. Right. I used to go to one over in West Hollywood that I figured out that if you went at the last couple of few minutes, it was so big and giant, nobody paid any attention, and I would just walk in. It was on the way to work, and I'd get my paper signed, and then I'd go to work.
Go, kids.
So I didn't really sit through the shit.
There you go, kids.
But I didn't want to lie and say I signed it myself. I didn't sign it myself. So I did stop by there. At least I actually like had somebody sign it. So at least I did that.
Don't drive drunk, kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you
cautionary
do.
Tale. I'm always saying that. Cautionary tale. Learn through my mistake.
Yeah, yeah. Get some tips from Brent.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, okay, and I will tell you why I used to, and I will admit that I used to drive around drunk a lot and it was bad. But And I'll tell you, and I know exactly why, and it's also equally as bad.
Why?
Because when I was 17, I got a DUI.
Oh, shit.
In Monroe. And coming
South
home
Carolina, North Carolina,
North Carolina, North and I was Carolina. Coming home,
Monroe.
Turning into my neighborhood too. I'd almost made it.
Oh shit!
And I got busted, and I got taken downtown, and all of that shit. But what happened was, the cop who pulled me over a couple of weeks later got caught because he basically told a lady that if you blow me, I won't write you this ticket.
What?
And she was another police officer's wife, and she went fucking nuts and outed him, and he ended up fired, and they dismissed all his cases, one of which was mine. So I did not learn a lesson the first time because I got away with it scot-free.
Wait,
and so then I just was like...
Was she outraged after she blew him?
No, I don't think she ever got to
blow him. Oh, okay. She didn't come home and like have to wash her face and say, honey.
No, I don't think so. I think as soon as he said it, she was like, you don't know how busted you are. And I think it was like a captain's wife or something. It was like somebody pretty high up.
It's like that scene in Something About Mary.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So I didn't learn my lesson the first time because I got away with it scot-free.
Yeah.
And then I got empowered. And then next thing I know, I come out to California.
Empowered.
And shit goes awry.
Howard. Nice. That was, and Christina Aguilera is to blame for this one here, right?
Yes, Christina Aguilera. Oh,
so many DUIs blamed on Christina. I mean, you know. What happened? You went to her concert?
Yeah, and I forgot to turn my headlights on because it was so bright in the parking lot. So it was like daytime when I left, and then I was tooling home. Yeah. And got pulled over for no headlights, and he was like, you smell like booze. And I'm like,
you had an old car. Didn't do it automatically, huh?
Yeah, it was a Jeep Wrangler.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. And I think I would have got off on that one, too. But the cop who pulled me over had a trainee with him, and he was doing everything by the book. Because I had him laughing. We were, like, getting along and all this. But it's like, because he had a trainee, he was doing everything exactly by the book.
Bummer.
And I was like, I think, and my friend who was with me agrees, too. She's like, if that kid wasn't with him, he would have totally probably, like, let us go.
Well, he
probably would have made her drive, but he would have let us go.
If he was training, you're lucky he didn't beat the shit out of you.
I don't. Well, I'm white.
Yeah, but still.
Oh wait, Don't ruin the illusion for your fans. You're white.
Just a little. Oh, hat.
Right. Your fans don't see color.
I know. I did run into somebody not long ago who listens to the show, and I did not look anything like he expected me to look.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He did not think I looked anything like I looked. He was like very taken aback for a second.
What did he think you look like? Well, what was
he thought?
Image?
He thought I was like he thought. I think he got an idea I was like much bigger than I am.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It's like he had I think he had like a very much more gay image in his head than what I really look like. Yeah. I got called Henry Rollins the other day.
Oh,
that's
really?
How ungay I've been looking lately.
I can see that a little bit.
See that one.
Yeah. There's where you need the tattoos, though. Doesn't Henry Rollins?
Does he have
insane amount of tattoos?
Yeah, he has shit ton. The ones I don't understand are like that Lil Wayne rapper dude who just have
people
like
think
a
you look like Lil Wayne
of him. Like none of it makes any sense. No, I'm just saying the people with all those tattoos. Like I don't like the ones that don't make any sense. And like that Lil Wayne dude, his is just like random shit everywhere. Like, if it's done nice and big, I'm like, I get it. There's, like, an idea behind it. But some people are just like, oh, and then put that. And then a few days later, they're like, oh, yeah, and then one of these. And
sometimes you see a tattoo on somebody, and it's like, dude, I don't need a reminder that you're stupid, but thank you.
You know what's a reminder somebody is stupid? I knew this chick years ago. Like, she was, like, a friend of a friend. I don't even remember her name. But when I used to hang out in this bar in West Hollywood all the time, we would go over there, and she would come up, and she was trying to teach herself how to tattoo, so she had bought a tattoo gun.
Oh, my God.
You should have seen her
on
fucking...
What?
You should have seen these random-ass, fucked-up, look like they were done by 3-year-old tattoos.
On herself?
Yeah, so she was practicing on herself, and it all looked like it was done by, like, a 4-year-old. It was amazing. Every time she'd be like, yeah, I'm working on this, and she'd pull her short pants up, and I would just be like, what the fuck is that? She's like Tweety Bird or some shit. I'm like, that's like that does not like
it's a Dolly version of Tweety.
Yeah, it was like it was I always like sort of egged her on because I wanted to see what the like latest fucking debacle was on her leg whenever she came around.
I always feel like
and like on her arms, like she didn't even put them in inconspicuous places.
Sometimes you're in a group of people and somebody just got a tattoo and everybody's looking at it and they're all talking about why it's great, how they love it. And I feel like a lot of times those conversations are just total bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like everyone is lying about what they're looking at, you know?
I've not seen that many tattoos that I'm blown away by.
Me neither. I haven't. Yeah, yeah. You see a tattoo and you're like, yeah, I could live with that on my skin for the rest of my fucking life.
I did have a foxy ass yoga teacher one time who had like good tattoos like on his shoulders. I was like, okay, those are some well done tattoos. Those I could get behind. His were foxy. Yeah. But a lot of times I just look at it like there was no thought behind that. You just got, especially like all that tribal stuff on some honky dude. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I'm like, what? Like, and all the like people with the Asian symbols on them, like
what nobody knows what that means.
I don't. It's like it was trendy. It's like, okay, but obviously, and the ones I hate the most though is when you see people that got like the tattoo around their belly button or something like that. I'm like, oh my god, that's the worst. That is, I see a dude with that, like, it's instant. I'm like, I'm not. There's no way. I don't care how hot you are.
There was a thing on HuffPo, fucking HuffPo, the other day, and it said it was a link to a video that said, "Are these the worst tattoos?" And it was a dude pulling down his drawers far enough to see like top O shaft,
right?
And
trunk. That's called trunk.
Trunking.
Yes. He was trunking.
And but he was totally shaved in his groinally area.
I don't get that either.
Perfect.
And but tattooed onto his skin there was the face of Pinocchio. Need I describe the rest?
Yes.
No, that's pretty funny, though.
That's fucking funny. I've also seen the elephant one.
But didn't Pinocchio have hair? Shouldn't he like grow some bush and like?
I don't want to grow up. Isn't that Pinocchio?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Peter Pan.
Pinocchio lies, was the little boy, and his like, schnoz grows.
He was a puppet made of wood, and then he became to life with Jiminy Cricket.
Right.
And the little wolf kids. Got eat by whale and shit, remember?
Yeah. Way to sum up Pinocchio. Yeah.
That's good. It's the Wikipedia version.
Right. Little wolf kids.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one.
All right. Well, listen, our hearts go out to everybody caught in the earthquake in Nepal. Right. Isn't that the story we were talking about?
That was the original headline over on the Huffington Post.
Which was that, like, I saw those pictures where it was like, this is what it was a few days ago, and now it's this. Like, all those temples and shit. Like,
but thousands,
nuts.
But massive devastation, thousands of lives lost, suffering on a massive scale. That ain't news to Drudge. Because over, ladies and gentlemen, let's head over. Let's dial our brains down.
It's not illegal immigration.
Let's set the clock back. Oh, no. Oh, no. A lot of Viagras are not being popped tonight because there's a lot of hard-ons over on the right because black people be rioting.
Uh-oh.
They are thrilled. Chaos. Baltimore is the headline. As an African-American person walks with, I guess, are they looting? Is that what's happening?
I love how they looted napkins and toilet paper.
Toilet paper! But walking by a burning automobile.
Right.
Chaos, Baltimore.
What does Drudge say? Are they like, listen, we have this picture of this black guy carrying napkins and toilet paper.
And there's fire.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, there's some fire. They photoshopped in the fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which leads to a CBS story that talks about police make arrests, officers hurt in clash with rioters. This is today. A group of rioters clashed with police near Mondawmin Hall?
Mondawmin.
Mondawmin Mall.
Wow. What a horrendous
students
name.
Students and other people were throwing rocks and bricks at the officers. There's, even on the internets, there's a video that was in our Facebook stream that I saw that allegedly some of the officers were picking rocks back up and chucking them back at the protesters, which I don't think is quite in the police manual.
I don't think it is. But you know what? Fuck you. You're going to throw a rock at me, I'll throw a rock back at you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm on the cop side on that one. You're going to throw rocks at my ass? How about I throw a rock at your ass and see how you like it?
Well, why don't they just act
I didn't do it. He's like, I'm not the one. I would. Well, I would not be a policeman to begin with because I would have already sassed too many people and been fired years ago.
But for sassing?
I would. I would.
Let me tell you something. I think to what's going on today, that's preferable. Oh, you only sass?
No, I would sass like the
within rant. Moments, Drudge has updated to a new photograph of a police van burning and a black man walking away from it. And it says rampage. No,
he's like that dude's God just walking. Damn. He's not rampaging shit.
Doesn't look like he's rampaging.
He's not. He doesn't even have any napkins or toilet paper.
Yeah.
The guy's probably. I wonder if the guy even knows they're using his picture. He's like, oh shit, that's no. me. I was walking back from the store.
Yeah. Right.
I was taking a picture of the van burning.
I bought gum. Yeah.
Or maybe that's my van burning.
Same story.
I guess I ought to go call somebody and deal with it.
Wasn't there there's some story a while back about. I don't know, some magazine ran a picture of something about Palestine, and there was a kid throwing a rock, and somebody did some research and found out that kid wasn't in Palestine. He was in somewhere else. And then there's always these tons of pictures in the news that look like the story, but don't match it. You know, it's actually where they're from.
Yeah. Well, they put on, they hardly ever do on Drudge.
This guy's probably like this. There wasn't even a car burning.
Like, the story I linked on was just, it was actually... it was CBS local, and it was just a shot of all the police lined up. There were no pictures of black people walking away from burning shit.
Yeah.
That was Drudge's picture that they decided to use.
That's crazy.
As the headline.
Yeah, because that dude is just strolling down the street. He's like, oh, I had to go the long way because there was a van on fire here. Right. But I'll be okay. I can navigate that.
Maybe he wasn't even doing that. Maybe he was walking through a golf course and somebody took his image and pasted it onto this
fucking
even on, scene from Die Hard.
Yeah, even on Breitbart, a lot of angry white hard-ons.
Oh, yeah?
Over Baltimore
Well, what
cops.
Other, you know, if you're a white hard-on, you're going to be a little angry.
No, they have hard-ons. They're excited about this. Are you kidding? Black people are rioting and throwing shit. They can't, nothing turns them on more.
It's time to get out our super special military fucking riot gear.
Because then they can say, see?
Riot gear.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at them. And meanwhile, let's go back a couple of weeks to the University of Kentucky losing March Madness. But, and a couple of cars turned over and burning and sofas on fire in Kentucky. Bunch of white kids at UK.
I never understood that. That's Why different. Do you destroy shit when you're happy? Like, I never get the urge to destroy
These
shit
because
These
people are angry because you killed somebody. You snapped a kid's fucking neck.
Right.
Snapped his neck.
It's not because, God damn it, we missed the three-pointer at the buzzer.
Yeah. That's some fucking Xena the Warrior Princess shit.
Right.
Snap.
Well, the people in Kentucky, they're just dumbass jock sport fans.
But that's what I get. It's like,
that's
how
all
do you,
that because
they won, right? That's what they were burning shit because they won in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember
lost,
watching that
I
shit.
Lost. I
oh, did
lost,
they? Oh, they yeah. lost. That
but,
makes me.
Who
worse.
Cares?
Fucking, it would have been the
they
same.
They do the same thing, right?
Same outcome.
Right. Yeah. Don't you get in trouble for being a bad sport anymore? Like I remember when I was growing up, there would be like if you started pouting or shit after you lost a game. Like you always got in trouble for being a bad sport.
Yeah. Well, why? I don't
what
know.
What happened to that?
Well, what's is
no?
I don't know. Turning over a car, is that being a bad sport or
it's being a
poor
dickhead? With yeah, bad kind sport. Of. Yeah.
You sucks. Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, why destroy shit? Just like right. if you're gonna destroy something, destroy your own crap. Yeah. Don't destroy other people's.
But Jesus. They if we're talking about sports and violence, I don't mean to bring this up. I mean, it's, you know, this will probably, this will be covered or is being covered on the Daily Upper Decker, which you should listen to every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And every day at 8 p.m. it runs. Did you see the Kansas City Royals and all the fights they're getting into? I mean, they've had like two fights already in the season.
How long's the season been going?
Like a couple of weeks. I mean, not long at all.
I get it. You live in Missouri and or Kansas. Depending on which side of the river.
It's funny, this little pitcher dude keeps starting all the fights. And what happens is the fight starts and some large player will pick their pitcher up, take him back. And then the big guys beat the fuck out of each other. It's ridiculous.
It's the American game.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
The ratings baseball? Are up this year. Ratings are up this year.
In baseball?
For baseball, yeah.
God,
people say baseball it's dying. Is so boring.
People say it's dying. One of my slave pits jobs is, you know, sports things. I do sports reports, and
the ratings. I look at the fucking ratings, and especially online, like a lot of the ratings are through the roof. People are watching a lot of, taking in a lot of sports online now.
Oh shit! And you know, there's a big influx of hot young talent in the baseball world. You know what I mean?
You are getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
ScroGuard. You ever heard of ScroGuard?
What is that? Is that go, so it goes all the way down and covers
it looks
your,
like
your,
it's
your
like
balls
like,
and
it's like Mormon magic underwear made out of latex.
Yeah, it keeps you safe.
Except there's a hole for your dick,
so basically,
which then you put a condom on. So why wouldn't you build the condom into it?
Do your nuts go in or out of the ScroGuard?
In. Everything
so it's
is
pressing
in.
On your nutsack?
Yes.
That seems so uncomfortable.
Okay.
Is it so it's like so it's like Spanx with a hole cut in it, basically?
Yes.
Here's the ScroGuard, Brent.
Brent is looking at a photograph. It looks like a diaper with a little trunk hole in it.
Why does he have it on over his corduroys?
He has it on over his corduroys.
Well, I think they're trying to, you know. I mean, I think the guys are trying to not.
Number
know,
one, show. Put ScroGuard on before
so
sex.
What? Okay, but your nuts are still exposed. You got an Achilles heel.
No, your nuts are not exposed.
Look, here. There's a mock-up of it. See that?
Oh, so it comes out. I get it.
That's the whole point, is it guards your scro.
Yeah. Your scro?
Is that
slang now?
So you, okay, well, so...
But yo, bro, guard your scro!
In the Twitter age, we only got 140
how
characters.
How unsexy is that? Like, if you came... at a guy or a girl in your ScroGuard looking like a Depend undergarment with a hole in the front, like, what about that says sexy? Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to tap that. Nothing.
But look at the back. It's
and
got
it's
that
a song, even.
Stylish cut.
They couldn't even front for enough material so you can have a comfortable, like,
it's
across
little,
the butt
it's
cut.
A little thongy in the back. You got some butt cheeks showing and
but,
stuff.
But no, yeah, look, there's a hole. Do you see that? There's a hole in the back of it.
Oh. Whoa.
So it's reversible?
No, I think it's for like.
Is it for butt sex?
Yeah, it is.
Wow,
ScroGuard.
So when you're butt sexing me, your scro doesn't get to my business either. Like
they don't want your danglies rubbing up against each other,
right?
But what about the guys who ride high and tight? They don't have to worry about the dangly.
I gotta say,
what does that mean?
Some dudes are like not as dangly as others.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be depressing, right? Oh, look, you can't find my. I'm lost in the ScroGuard.
Both genital herpes and HPV can spread to your scrotum and pubic region.
Gross.
Through direct skin-to-skin contact genital secretions during sex.
So dry humping isn't even safe anymore?
Even from someone who is completely normal-looking skin with no visible warts or sores.
No, you can dry hump. You just have to wear this thing.
Yeah, but it's so hideous.
Oh
There's
my
no
god!
Way.
In the U.S., more than 50,
I got enough of the homo gene, and I can't do that.
More than 50% of sexually active men and women will get at least one of these STDs at some point in their lives.
Oh, cool. Which ones?
It doesn't say.
Oh, you have to guess.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people get the crabs. And if you're listening today, you are, in fact, spreading them. Thanks so much
That's right.
for your listenership. Follow us at Crab Diving on the Twitter, Facebook, /crabs. Is that right, Crab Diving? What is it?
Sure. Facebook.com/crab diving. You can also follow us on the Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Pinterest.
Yes.
We're all over the fucking place. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Share the motherfucking crabs. Mother Truckers.
And follow the Hollywood Hick.
That's right.
And follow the Hollywood Hick at the H Wood Hick. And you can follow the Facebook page, the Hollywood Hick.
Hollywood Hick.
And you can yell at me about Bill Cosby if you want. And I'm going to tell you, you hate women. And that's how that's going to go.
I mean, you know, I hear guys defend Bill Cosby. Well,
I don't understand how they can do that.
Mainly, you know, straight white male comedians, but, you know, shitheads. I don't know.
It's a brotastic.
I know. Sometimes I just hate people.
You know, slightly rapey culture.
I will tell you this. If you want to turn a group of people off in general quickly, that's a good way. Coming out pro Bill Cosby. Generally, makes people hate you.
Really?
As it should.
Yeah, it's a completely shit. It's like that. It's, yeah, if that does not outrage you, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah, one or two, you know, I don't know. Even if it's only even one, if, well, if
it had
just wonder.
Been the ones who had, from when he had settled the first time, I was like, okay.
When there's smoke, there's fire, though, and there's like 40 smokestacks going, right?
I've said it 100 times. If you make Janice Dickinson sound credible, you're fucked.
Yeah, seriously. Right? Do you think he came to the writer, the Cosby Show, he's like, hey, Bill, what profession do you want to be? It doesn't fucking matter. Just pick one. He's like,
Lady parts doctor.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He picked that. There's no way he didn't pick that.
Yeah. I want to be a gynecologist.
Oh, it's like Richard Pryor's wife said, Richard was dirty on the outside, clean on the inside.
Yeah.
Cosby was clean on the outside, dirty, awful, horrible, hateful person on the inside.
Because then he could say he was doing character research.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Is that how he's getting off?
Right, if he roofies the fuck out of some woman and she wakes up and he's got one of those miner's hats on and he's down in her vajayjay.
So he's doing a character study on her puss.
Yes. Because he's playing an OBGYN
right.
on the telly.
I gotcha.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Is this Bill Cosby?
Right.
That still cracks me up. But fucking no. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Gross.
It's gross. Fucking gross.
Are we in need of a break?
No, not really.
Are you in need of a break? I'm okay.
I'm cool.
I'm fine.
All right. Well, let's
play. I mean, do we need to get a break to get a pop screen for the mic? Because I forgot that. I have that. Should I go get that?
Might be okay. It's a little poppy.
Should I go get it?
That's right.
I'll go get it. You guys talk.
Poppy.
I know where it is.
Okay. Brett and I will forge ahead.
Sorry, I've been popping. I didn't even realize I was popping.
Let's see what else is going on here in the United States. That was the Drudge Report. There's nothing happened in the world except the black people throwing rocks.
Rampaging, apparently. Yeah. They're rampaging.
Oh, yeah. They get to point and say, look. Look at the evil black people are destroying the universe. Just like,
look what they're doing. Look at them.
Even fucking Joe Scarborough. I read an article on that Morning Joe, that bullshit on MSNBC, why they have that asshole on there. I don't know. He's a Republican.
Right.
He used to be a Republican congressman.
Wasn't he supposed to be like their balancedness?
Yeah, whatever. And he, of course, is angry that the lamestream media was covering the president doing really well with his jokes at the correspondents' dinner, and that they weren't 24/7 black people throwing rocks. How could they not be covering that right now?
Because they can cover more than one thing.
Right.
It's not like they weren't covering it, right? It's like they were just also covering this other thing, too.
Scarborough outraged. Outraged, you know, of course.
Well, everybody's outraged. If you're only, like, well, somebody made a quote with them. If you're, the only
here.
Argument you have is you're, like, outraged or offended, then you don't really have an argument. Like, what is your argument? You're just upset because, like, there was more than one story to talk about?
Right.
Because the other story to talk about is the one that you don't want to talk about because he's actually, like, doing good this time. So it's like, this is like one where he's looking good. So it's like, okay, so you're going to try to like deflect from that. We get it.
Right.
I'm smarter than I sound.
The hypocrisy of the right.
I can't find the pop screen.
All right. Well, there we go.
I don't know where the fuck it is, man. Damn it. You're fine.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Pat Robertson,
just
ladies.
The way he's like huffing behind that. Understand.
Oh, yeah. And he's always like got in his throat like he just shot a deep throat scene.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, he hadn't got that, like, yeah.
But he's like a million years old. Hey, how are you going to sound when you're that
old
age? Relax.
He's like 90-something. He's got to be in his 90s, right?
Yeah. Here's a little bit of Pat.
talking about, you know, their favorite subject on the right.
The gay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're taking you down with us, Pat.
This one. This one. This one is truly fucking amazing.
Oh, shit.
Pat Robertson.
Right.
Ladies and germs. Oh, hey, Kate. Kate doing a little bit of an ear flap in the background, if you heard that.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson. I think this might be an Ask Pat with...
Terry Musin.
Former Miss America. We didn't realize.
Dude, Terry Musin. She used to be mainstream. I had no idea. The other night I got into a Paul Lynde coma on YouTube, and I was watching his old... God damn it. All right. I was watching him be the Paul center Lynde's square.
Five gay points.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, yeah, I was watching an old Paul Lynde compilation of him reading hilarious lines on the Hollywood Square, and I don't know, he made some crack about Terry Musin. He was like, Terry Ann Musin, blah, 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 blah. Well,
the question was about her, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was something about Terry Ann Musin, but she had just won Miss America at that point.
Right. So, like, that was what year?
72.
Okay. I was 2.
Wow. Oh, okay. 72. I was sperm.
Still bouncing around.
Yeah. I was 73. Yeah.
I was 2. Like, when you're born like on a 0 year, it's easy to do the math quick on like,
oh, right.
How long, yeah. That's fucking
how
awesome.
Old you were.
Yeah. Okay, this first one is from Carolyn, who says, "My husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church. He says it was a mistake that it just...
Okay.
It was a mistake.
Okay. Oops.
I was...
Honey, I'm sorry, but my pecker accidentally fell in his ass.
Oh, that's great. That's funny. My pecker accidentally... Are you sure that should have been in Steel Magnolias? That's funny.
7 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church. He says it was a mistake that it just happened while they were drunk. And
we were drunk. We were golfing. We were golfing drunk. The next thing I know.
University of Kentucky lost. We were fucking pissed off. Yeah.
He was presenting, and I tripped over the vodka bottle, and next thing I knew, my pecker was in his ass.
He was presenting.
You got to be careful where you present. Don't present anywhere where there's things you can trip on.
Oh, God. Oh, this might be one of the best ever.
This is hysterical.
So you got to start it over. Start over from her reading at the beginning. She's so funny.
Recently, here's one. Yeah, here's from
a male Christian friend.
Here's one from two guys
an
who
MCF.
Fuck.
Right.
Male that Christian
cheeks hurt and made me laugh so hard.
former Miss America, Terry
this
Musin.
Woman is former Miss America.
Couldn't be more grandmotherly. Hey,
and that was a long time ago. I mean, she's had a great career. She parlayed.
Nixon was president.
She parlayed former Miss America. Hey, she's still working today. Hey, as horrible as Pat Robertson is, that is a good job.
Fuck yeah, she's reading
that's a paycheck.
Pat's, reading Pat's email.
I mean, it's evil and shit.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, this first one is from Carolyn, who says, "My husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years.
What's he going to say? What is Pat going to say? He's going to say, forgive him, but you have to remember to do your wifely duties.
Yeah, he's going to tell her that you ain't sucking enough dick. That's
her
fault. Tell her.
Yeah, it's the Monica
Lewinsky. You're the one that should be presenting and making him trip over that vodka bottle. Yeah.
You have to be intercepting his dick before it makes it into one of his male Christian friends.
Right? And learn to, and suck a dick, bitch. Learn to suck a dick.
That it just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
I don't know what I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years.
Listen, he already sounds like a creep. 11 years. Oh my God.
What exactly did they
do? I think this letter is fake. It's like they wrote it. No one writes this.
No,
recently.
Yeah. there is no one named Caroline who fucking wrote this. Like, it's, or there's a Caroline who's like, watch this. I got a good one for
you,
Pat.
You find that your husband has been cheating on you with a male Christian friend. You try to tell someone about that without utilizing the word fuck.
Yeah, and you look at that bitch. What's her name, that Miss America bitch?
Terry Musin.
Terry. She's like, the pic, like, has the video pause on her right now, but she's just got that look on her face like, well. It's like that. And also, it's like somebody just cut a big fart. Like, she's just so just like, oh, I can't believe, like, this.
Wait till you hear she's this got one, the vapors.
Fucking
okay, this first
bitch.
One is from Carolyn, who says, my husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church. He says it was a mistake that had just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years. Mm-hmm. This guy got drunk.
Boy, hey, who hasn't? Who hasn't blown their buddy after a couple of scotches?
Pat's funny. He's funny.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
This guy got drunk.
But with a male friend from church, that's kind of strange. Hey.
But with a male friend from church, that's extreme.
Wait, church people get drunk together?
Pat's like, well, you know, it happens.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, Terry's. So the part Terry thinks is strange is that they got drunk together.
Right.
Not the fact that somebody's dick ended up in somebody's bunghole.
A male Christian friend.
Right. Well, that's strange. A couple of
that's
Christians
not what
got
I call
drunk.
Fellowship.
Fellowship. No, that's fellowship.
That is fellowship, bitch. That's what I'm talking about. One fellowship right into the other one.
You've been married for 11 years. This guy got drunk.
With a male friend from church. That's
drunk. He didn't know what he's dealing with. She says, should I forgive? Of course you should. If he were this way all the time, if he's a habitual drunk, if he's a habitual homosexual, is he a habitual?
I could get habitual drunk, but habitual homos do not exist. Right. You either is or you ain't. I don't care. I don't care what nobody says. They're like, if you sucked a dick,
he said, or
you're like, at least the minimum, you're bisexual.
He did say or. He said if you're habitual, alcoholic.
If you habitual.
Habitual homo. I know a lot of habitual homos, Pat. You should come hang with me. You spontaneously combust.
Right.
If he were this way all the time, if he's a habitual drunk, if he's a habitual homosexual, is he a habitual philanderer and all the rest of it, then...
Philanderer?
What is that?
He said a philanderer?
Yeah.
Wow. Philanderer, what is that?
He's like, please be a philanderer. Please tell me he's like... Right. Yours is not the only poontang he's ever been dipping in.
He's like, Terry, does this person writing in, do they have an email address?
Yeah. Is there a picture?
Yeah. Can I get in touch with... I need to counsel your husband.
Pat, we have a cockpick pick here from...
A cockpick.
Habitual homosexuals. He a habitual philanderer and all the rest of it. Then, by all means, take a hike. But one time, 11 years, don't throw all that away.
There you go.
One time, 11 years.
Let him. This is a truck stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, what? Who cares?
11 years. The fake relationship and all the fake details, whoever. But, some production assistant made up this fucking letter.
Yeah, I don't think you accidentally.
Recently.
I don't think you accidentally fuck somebody.
Well, really what it needs to boil down to is somebody needs to look at the chick who wrote it, if she did write it, and be like, one, how straight up fug are you really? Because if you are really fug, then I say stay with the dude and put up with his little homo step outs. Because you're probably not going to get anything better. But if you're kind of cute, then you got to like a little bit more to deal with. But if you are straight up one of those fug Christian women who ain't going to have any other hope than to like have a cute gay husband, you're going to have a lot more fun with a cute gay husband than you're ever going to have with some fucking uptight Christian. That's what I'm saying.
You'll have
some
kids.
So let him suck a little dick and it's all going to be good.
You'll have some kids and they will go into pageants.
Yeah.
And there'll be and these be guys that are cute. On that fucking, what's the name? Toddlers and tiaras.
Yes. Oh, that's horrible.
That are the dads that are way
don't you say that. I love that shit.
Those little kids being dressed up. They look like freaks, man.
It's so entertaining. I'm doing it one time. I'm getting my friend's kid to do it at least once. Because I want to go backstage with the mamas and the gay dads and just fucking, I don't care. I'm going to be like, just go out there and twirl. I don't care. Just do something. I don't care if you win, lose, nothing. I just want to hang out with all the crazy people and I want to have an excuse to be backstage and you're it, kid.
Well, you know, I've watched Toddlers and Tiaras a shitload. Now, I'll say this. I think if I had a child, my musical theater background would lend itself to the talent segment of one of these pageants. I would put together. Hey, you wouldn't have my kids singing some bullshit like overly.
Yeah, there would be no over the rainbow shit. My kids would be
no Oklahoma.
Oh yeah,
everybody
Sondheim.
Does
Sondheim.
That. Oh yeah, Sondheim.
Yeah, the kids got to have pipes.
I would be doing some fucking Little Miss Sunshine shit. I'd be having them crawl out on stage. I'd be like, we're shocking. Like, I'm still going to understand why those people got so upset that one time that mama dressed her kid like Pretty Woman, even though she was like when she was a hooker. But it's like, still, it was cute.
Because
it's
my,
not
it,
cute.
It was cute.
I don't know what you said.
Listen, your daughter. Okay.
That's when my homo gene kicked in. I go, it was cute.
At the H. Wood Hick, it might freak some people out to see them dress their children as hookers.
Yeah,
but it was
might turn some. People
but it was the least hooker herself. It was the least hookery of all hookers ever.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts was like the most like benign hooker ever. Like it's like there was like the worst scene of that whole thing is like she's in a bathtub singing "Kiss" by Prince.
Who's your favorite television hooker, male or female? Doesn't matter.
Like that was it? Played a hooker?
Yeah, the hooker
is there
character.
A male television?
Oh, it would
hooker?
Have to be Dolly Parton in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, the greatest movie ever made.
Oh shit. That's true.
Yeah.
I was going to go with, damn it, what's her name from Trading Places? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. She was a good hooker.
She was a great hooker.
Yeah, she was a good hooker.
Pat?
What's the question?
Your favorite hooker, fictional hooker in television or movies?
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, because that was where the first set of real, like, nice yayas that got flashed on... in Trading Places, right? They let those puppies
go. Oh, yeah.
Go.
That was she had nice young
bosoms. Yeah, I saw her in Venice a bunch when Crab Diving Studios used to be over in Venice.
Was she topless or no?
She was not.
Were they hawking that yogurt of hers that you're
she
supposed to?
She looked really kind of grandmotherly, and it made me sad.
She is.
Yeah, she's got the gray hair now. She's like, she don't care no more, though. She's did all her Halloween movies.
Right.
Because then she married to Michael Guest, so like,
they I don't got, know.
Yeah, like that dude that did like Best
Christopher,
in Show.
Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest.
Yeah, that's right.
What did I say? Michael Guest?
Yeah. Michael Guest.
Cousin, Michael.
I just assume you. I just assume you know all show business news. So I just.
Hey, if
you
just,
you're right.
If you're just confident in it, people will listen to you and you can just keep on moving. I mess up names all the time.
On the sevens here on the network,
right.
crabdiving.com live. Listen to the Hollywood Hick on the sevens, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen
brand new sparkling episodes for you drop on Tuesdays and on Fridays. And don't forget at midnight, you can hear the previous week's episode.
Yes. What are you going to?
You're up and touching yourself. At
that's
midnight.
Right.
Spank to the Hick. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, that's true.
There's
yeah.
worse things to touch yourself
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Put on a scroll guard. Listen to the Hick.
You'll never catch me in no scroll guard.
Well, I would catch you in
mean,
it. It's
sweaty?
Not like anybody. Why would anyone see you walking down the street?
Could you imagine?
You
got to be prepared. You never know.
Have you worn latex gloves? Your hands sweat under that shit.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
be
I
like?
I wore a latex
with a
shirt one time out to a club many years ago.
Hold on a second.
Back up, ladies and gentlemen.
A latex shirt?
Yeah, I went as an accessory to this drag queen. It was in my 20s. I used to do things. It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put me in this outfit, and the shirt was latex. And they powder you all down like with baby powder. And you put the shirt on. But I went to this club where it was hot as fuck. I was dancing all night, drinking, doing things. And so by the end of the night, I got home and it was like, okay, time to take this shirt off. And all the powder had just sort of worked its way down. So when I went to lift it up, there was like a lip of powder around the very bottom. And then the rest of it was stuck. And it took like 3 homos, like 10 minutes to get me out of that damn shirt.
How many homos does it take to?
Yeah.
It's a 3 homo job.
It had, like adhered to me. It was
did
awful.
Did you drive home from that? Imagine getting pulled over by a cop.
I know.
Like I'm giving the guy in the latex outfit the breathalyzer.
Yeah. Like, they, sometimes they're understanding, because the one who pulled me up to Christina Aguilera, because I did forget my ID, because I had left it in another pair of pants. Like,
because, oh, shit.
Because I left it in the other pair of pants because I didn't want my wallet to be too bulky and mess up the curve of my butt. So I just had my wallet, driver's license and a card back there.
Shit.
And so when the cop asked me, where's your driver's license? I said, well, it's in my other pants. I didn't want it to disrupt the line of my butt. He laughed and let me slide on the no driver's license. Because he looked it up and saw that I had one. Right. Like, they can look it up.
Why don't they always then just look it up if you don't?
Because you're supposed to have it on you, I guess, for whatever reason. But still, it's like,
the fuck is
but he bought my excuse for that and didn't give me shit about it. He was like, okay, I haven't heard that one before.
You should have been like, why don't you give me a ticket for the driver's license and let the DUI
stop? I know. I still think I would have if that trainee wouldn't have been there. He was my downfall.
Shit.
I know. I wasn't even really that horrible. Yeah, it was. I was drunk.
If you... I've got a story. We can't keep under wraps anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to crabdiving.com, if you go to not crabdiving, well, yeah, go there and then tickle the Facebook button. Go to our Facebook page. There's a story there that if nothing shows you about human innovation and entrepreneurship and people striving to somehow make life better.
What the fuck?
This story will. If you've lost a loved one also, I'll put the D on the end of it, and you wish to keep them with you for all of eternity, and you know how some people say, you know, they're with me, they're inside me for all of my life.
Where in the fuck is this going?
Now you can say that literally because someone has invented a dildo.
Shut up.
That they'll seal someone's ashes inside.
What? Why would you want that? Why would you want your, like, I hope nobody puts like their dead mother in there.
Oh, you're so judgy.
Look, I am not judging. Dolly Parton tells me I'm not allowed to judge. But if you're going to tell me you're going to put ashes in a dildo, I'm going to question what
the
fuck.
But let me ask you something. When Dolly Parton passes away, and I don't even want to talk about it, but are you going to try to get some of her ashes in a dildo?
Well, that might be the exception to the rule.
You wouldn't want that. It's Dolly.
Explaining his bizarre invention.
Yeah. Was this on Shark Tank?
Mark Sturkenboom. Right.
His name is Mark Sturkenboom.
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 Sturkenboom with ashes dildo.
Said, after passing, the missing of intimacy with that person is only one aspect of the pain and grief. This forms the base for 21 grams. The urn offers the possibility to conserve 21 grams of ashes of the deceased.
What?
And displays an immortal desire.
Does it squirt out the end in a puff if you turn it on or something?
I sometimes help an elderly lady with her groceries, and she has an urn standing near the window with the remains of her husband. She always speaks with so much love about him, but the jar he was in didn't reflect that at all. So, of course, you would say, don't you want to cram him up inside of you?
Yeah. I mean, you can...
He thought, can I combine these themes and make an object? He read an article about widows, taboos, and sex. He said, can I combine these themes and make an object that is about love and missing and intimacy? It's a gift box called 21 grams.
Box.
Which is supposed to be the weight of the human soul.
Oh, my God.
21 grams is the weight of the human soul.
Can you get one with the fleshlight?
It's a memory. Does he have references for that?
It's a memory box that includes a necklace that holds the key to opens the box. No pun intended. Or probably fully intended. There's an amplifier that plays music. Your favorite music.
The box kind of looks like a toilet tank.
You open it up, and there is... Well, this one doesn't have any. This is a display model. It doesn't have any ashes inside of it, but inside would be the ashes of that you could see also.
Oh, creepy. They're not in that little silver part. Oh, I figured they were in the silver part.
I'm sorry, they are. They're in that little gold part.
at the bottom. So you don't. I don't think you actually see the ashes.
Oh my god! If you did,
what in the fuck is all that stuff in there though? There's more than just. Is that thing with the clear tube? Is that the dick?
That's the dildo. Oh. The gold chamber inside of it is where you keep your grandmother. There's a scent diffuser that goes with it, and it also plays music. So
what is the scent diffuser? Like, it's supposed to smell like them?
What does that do? I can't tell. What is wrong with people?
People are nuts. I'm telling you. Every day I'm convinced that just that many more people go straight up stone cold fucking nuts.
Because right. This is lunacy. And it comes in that, what's the reasoning behind the case and the... Just to keep it all together?
Well, it's, you know, you don't just want to throw it in the drawer, man. That's somebody you used to love.
If you want to buy this on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com. Go access our portal.
Before you lube them up and cram them into one of your holes, you want to make sure that they're displayed beautifully.
One of your gift box.
How many? I mean, whoever is selling this has to have some inventory in case people order it. Where is this being made? I mean, what?
China.
Is this somebody with a garage business? You know, in their garage, like, hey, honey, I gotta.
I think it's more artistic-y. I think he's trying to be more artistic with it.
Uh huh. Well, okay.
But you can fucking buy it. I mean, I think it's
how much
it's
does
functioning.
It cost?
I don't know if it says you have to contact him.
Oh, get his ass on the fucking phone.
Yeah, like, dude,
can
how
we
many,
call him
how
right
many
now?
How many are 21 grams?
21 grams.
You want to see a representation of what that ass should be?
I got $21. Can I have 21 grams? 21 grams.
21 grams is a memory box.
Of grams.
That allows a widow to go back to the intimate memories of a lost beloved one.
What's a widow?
After passing, the missing of intimacy with that person is the only is only one aspect of pain and grief.
What if a same-sex couple wants this? Why are they saying widow? Why don't they be more inclusive?
It's a little not inclusive. Mark Sturkenboom.
Right. Now, let me ask you something. If somebody wants to buy one of these in Alabama, a same-sex couple, and the person doesn't want to provide one, I mean, it's... Is that legal? Are they allowed to do that?
Forget me.
It's not constitutional.
I don't know. So that's there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it called again?
The 21 grams, because you stuff 21 grams of
your loved one into your snatch.
or your butthole.
Oh yeah.
Or your butthole. Does it vibrate? I wonder if it vibrates. Does your like dead lover vibrate? Just
I mean, that is a good question. Is it dual purpose, or is it just to actually have it inside you, or are you meant to, you know,
do all the work
get
yourself?
Pleasure? Are you meant to get pleasure from this?
Maybe it depends on how good they were when they were alive.
Yeah, it's true.
If somebody sucked,
how much you want to? You probably have to call dude up. And he's like, so how much did you love him?
Can I have the one that actually gives me an orgasm?
This seems like something you might do for an enemy or something, just to get back at him. You know, seems like, oh yeah, well I hated you.
Fill it with 21 grams of turds.
I'm not doing this because I like it. Yeah. I'm doing this to get back at you.
Just fill it with 21 grams of manure. Here you go.
So there you go. A new product out for you to buy.
And we don't know where you can buy it. We don't know where they're selling this, where they're offering it.
Go to that dude's...
you got to contact him.
Is it Walmart?
Go to crabdiving.com. We'll have a link to it somewhere. You can go and find out how much you can buy this shit.
You know what? Duck Dynasty. They just slap their fucking faces on it. You can get a Duck Dynasty, you know...
Dildo?
Coffin dildo or whatever it's called.
They just slap Duck Dynasty on the scroguard.
You really should.
So it's like those big beards. Looks like you got a big giant Duck Dynasty bush down there.
Those fucking whores wouldn't care. They'd be
fine.
They wouldn't
care. They're like, your dick comes out their mouth, you know?
Yeah, it spins just the same. I'll make money off that.
They're like, I ain't sucking it. It's on the other end.
Right. wait, can I suck it just a little bit?
Whatever. But I used to like them Duck Dynasty people too, and then I realized they shouldn't talk.
Oh, they're horrible, dude.
They're horrible.
Speaking of the horrible, you know, everybody's, all the Christians, the panties are particularly twisted right now.
Not like it is when you get your Skrogar twisted. Right. God damn, ooh, that's got to be horrible.
Because
a wedgie?
I think it's tomorrow are the oral. You said oral. The oral arguments.
Oh, yeah, at the Supreme Court.
At the SCOTUS.
SCROTUS.
At the Skrogar.
I'm so sorry.
For the, what may be the final decision on the gay marriage.
Oh, shit.
On the gay marriage. So the Christonians assembled over the weekend in Washington, the D.C.
Right.
In the millions, just kidding, a couple thousand showed up waving signs. You can imagine what they say. And a lot of, you know, there was, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
A couple of thousand. I mean, that's nothing. That's a joke. 2,000 people.
Yeah. That ain't nothing.
We're going to take down D.C. and march for marriage.
Fuck off.
They have more than that out here marching for Armenian genocide in Hollywood.
Absolutely. It's crickets.
That's what was going on at the March on Hollywood, or the March on D.C. It's
the SCROTUS, SCROTUPS.
So, I listened through a couple of the ridiculous.
Oh, are we, is this more like gay marriage quotes? Oh, the crazy
absolutely.
Ass motherfucker.
That's the big story.
My
going
God,
on
the
now.
Other day I was listening back to the show. I mean, we Ted Cruz, Brian Fisher.
They can't talk about anything else right
do
now.
Do you see where those two stupid homos in New York had Ted Cruz over for a fireside chat?
Oh, that,
what
yeah.
is and going on with that?
One well, of them apologized.
I kind of feel bad for him because the dude is like, I just think he's that dumb. He just thought that like it wouldn't be that big a deal. He was like, I honestly think the homo probably thought he was going to try to change his mind. But I think he was, the thing I read too is like they met, like really were talking more about like Israel shit as opposed to like homo marriage stuff, but whatever. But like the homos were like, you know, they like, you do not do that shit. They're like, they yeah. already got shit pulled. There was like supposed to be some big like convention at one of their hotels got pulled. Like thousands of homos are already like, we ain't ever going to your homo hotels no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, fuck that.
The dude is like, he's like, I made a big mistake. He's like, in 1 week, I undid like 20 years of like activism.
Well, yes, you did.
I almost feel sorry for the dude, but I kind of don't because he was so dumb.
Right.
There's two of them. It's a couple. I was like, I mean, no, it was like, I just think they got a little bit full of themselves and then they got a real dose of oops.
Yeah. Because I think the thing with Ted Cruz is evil because really, he's just opportunistic.
Well, and he also tried, yeah, that too. But then this homo, though, also tried to pretend like he didn't really know he was that bad. I'm like, really?
God,
if you claim
it.
To be an activist, that's where I'm not going to jump on you because you're like, you should know. Well, I know. And I don't.
We talk about that.
I talk
on
about stupid shit. I don't talk about Ted Cruz hardly ever.
We talk about that on the show, though. Everybody's pretending like Ted Cruz is running for president. All of a sudden, he's nuts. Right?
Oh, they just discovered him. Yeah.
He's been nuts.
He's been nuts for a long time.
It's a lunatic.
Exactly. He, I've got another, Pat Robertson. Clip.
I love him so much.
This is a separate, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a different, I don't know what this is about. Something about camp. Christian camp. Ooh.
This is Lillian who says, I've been having.
Oh, good. It's Terry Muse in again.
Does she look like somebody farted this time too?
This is Lillian who says, I've been having issues with my daughter lately. She's always been a good Christian and regularly attended church and gone on missions trips with her youth group. But recently she, quote, came out of the closet and introduced me to her, quote, girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Quote, came out of the closet, quote, girlfriend.
Don't you think these are fake?
I mean, I hope they are.
There is like, just like fucking Conan and all them other like people have somebody write their little opening monologues every week. They like fucking write these little
questions. I don't know that these people are writing them. I think people are fucking with them and sending these questions in.
Right. I honestly think they have somebody writing those behind
really?
The scenes.
Let's write one.
And they're like, this is
maybe look, Terry Scott, this, that.
Like, they're so deluded and stupid, they don't realize that it just comes across as fake.
Can we come up with one and send one in? That'd be fun, right?
Because we've read a couple where it really sounds like an atheist is fucking with them.
It could be, but I honestly feel like they've got, like, this is like.
I mean, I hope this is fake. I hope there's not someone that came out of the closet to their parents, and now their parents are sending an email Pat Robertson.
What do I do, Pat Robertson?
What are we going to do?
Leave
Fire
home.
Up the iPad.
If you're coming out and your parents watch 700 Club, leave right? I mean, what are you going to do?
I've been having issues with my daughter lately. She's always been a good Christian and regularly attended church and gone on missions trips with her youth group. But recently she, quote, came out of the closet and introduced me to her, quote, girlfriend. I've tried to talk her out of it, but she simply refuses to give up the LGBT lifestyle. What should I do?
I tell you, you ought to pray.
Uh-oh. What do you think Pat's going to say?
I tell you what.
You ought to pray. You don't pray.
You better snatch that pussy out of her mouth and get in the
woodshed. Let him understand of the blessings of discipline. Somebody take that kid to the woodshed.
Wait, you get a what?
Snatch that, but like, don't let her have that girlfriend. Snatch that pussy right out of her mouth if you have to. Like, get rid of it.
Like when you're walking the dog and it picks up something.
Drop it.
Drop it right now.
Drop the pussy. Drop the pussy. Drop it. Drop it.
So introduced me to her, quote, girlfriend.
I wish Pat would say that. I wish he would.
Drop that pussy.
You're telling her to snatch that pussy right out of her mouth.
And introduced me to her, quote, girlfriend. I've tried to talk her out of it, but she simply refuses to give up the LGBT lifestyle. What should I do?
I tell you, you ought to pray very hard. Just let her know you don't approve of it. Let her know that she's not following the commands of the Lord. And just pray that God will straighten her out. It may be a phase she's going through. I mean, a little teenage girl doesn't know what dress she's supposed to wear, much less what kind of
genitals she's supposed to suck.
She ain't smart enough to think for herself yet. You tell her she likes dick, and you slap that pussy out of her mouth next time you see her
Is it every time anything happens? It's like, oh, he must. You know, he was drunk. He's not gay. He forgot where he was, and he put a dick.
It's
in
one
his
time.
Mouth.
It's 11 years in one time. Forgive and forget.
Right, and if it's real, and that letter's not fake. It's only one time in 11 years he got drunk with his Christian male friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's called, I imagine that Sunday night.
That's
caught once.
Yeah,
one
that's
time
like,
caught.
The, like the men's mission trip and shit like that. I know what goes down. I went to Southern Baptist Church.
We're going hunting this weekend.
My husband's really dedicated to his church.
Yeah. He always shares a tent with Larry. They have a great time.
My husband has diarrhea for days after he spends a weekend at the lodge.
He doesn't shit right for a week.
Now, what should I do?
I tell you, you ought to pray very hard. Just let her know you don't approve of it. Let her know that she's not following the commands of the Lord. And just pray that God will straighten her out. It may be a phase she's going through. I mean, a little teenage girl doesn't know what dress she's supposed to wear, much less what kind of sex she's supposed to be.
Plus, there's so much in our culture.
What
today.
Kind of sex she's supposed to be?
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that, Pat? What kind of doesn't know what kind of dress she wants to wear, much less what kind of sex she wants to be?
It's so sexist. I mean, it's so much wrong. I mean, you know, little girl, she's just so stupid.
She's just so stupid.
This is mincing about. You can't pick out the right dress. Sure, she's going to go down on a chick. She doesn't know any better.
Right. Who doesn't?
God. Who
doesn't? No. What?
Who doesn't fuck up every once in a while?
Right.
Find themselves face down.
She's just a child.
Yeah.
Right.
Dress she's supposed to wear, much less what kind of sex she's supposed to be.
Well, plus, there's so much in our culture today.
It's so much pressure.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure.
Right. To what? To like be a lesbian? There's so much pressure to be a lesbian.
Right. It really is confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Musin is confused.
Oh, she is. Right.
And so everything's confusing. Maybe if you're her. I don't know.
Everywhere you walk, somebody's trying to drag you into a snatch.
Yeah.
Sure, today.
It's so much pressure.
Yeah.
It's so much lesbian stuff. I mean, lesbian this and lesbian the other. So much homosexual. The media is pushing this as hard as they can possibly push it.
Yeah.
But you might, I don't know what to do, except maybe.
Maybe just give in to it.
Oh, my God.
Just give in
just
to
give
it.
Give in. Like, finally. Good. Right. Give in, Pat. Give right. in.
There's so much. Because
we've been having to listen to your bullshit for I don't know how many right. hundred goddamn years.
I know. That's insane.
It's like all of a sudden the shoe's on the different foot for half a second, and their fucking butt is so hurt.
Right. And it's like you are, listen, the homosexuals aren't taking over. Jesus
not, we
is
do not want to take over anything
money.
Then you're decorating.
Right.
That's it. You should let homos decorate for you. They do a way better job.
Well, the media is pushing this as hard as they can possibly push it. But you might, I don't know what to do, except maybe get her in a camp, a Christian camp in the summer where they're really on fire for the Lord.
Because, okay.
Hold the phone.
Okay, because I have been to Christian camp. Yeah, you want me to tell you what goes down at Christian
Hold
camp?
Hold on, wait, wait. Here we go.
That's what goes down at Christian camp. All kind of untoward nonsense. Boys sleeping with boys. Girls hooking up with girls. Boys and girls hooking up. All kind of untowardness everywhere. All over.
He was the sender there. Christian camp.
Go to Christian camp. Yeah, send her to Christian camp. So he'll be smacking pussies out of her mouth left and right.
Get her in a camp, a Christian camp in the summer where they're really on fire for the Lord, and she'll straighten things out. All right.
You get a muzzle.
Oh, my.
Get a muzzle on her.
God. I mean, and then he's like done with the problem. He's like, yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah. But, and that girl ain't going to want nothing on fire but her crotch. That's it.
Send her to Christian camp where they're going to lock her up with nothing but girls.
Yeah. Right.
Great idea.
She's going to love it. I mean, maybe she'll like
it. It's just so the complete ignorance of these people is what makes me laugh so hard. It's like, are you really that stupid? And then I just have to go, yeah, they are.
This is Lillian who says,
oops, that was Lillian's question.
Fire for the Lord, and she'll straighten things out. All right.
No, there we go.
Oh, wait. Is there another question?
No, you gotta get on fire with the Lord, and you can straighten everything out. Don't you know that's the answer to everything?
Oh, let me write that down. First, I'm supposed to light myself on fire.
Right.
Jesus.
In honor of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then everything's going
to
be okay.
Right. You sent me to camp.
That's Pat Robertson.
Oh, my God.
With the latest. Hot off the presses. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that was from today's 700 Club.
The other one was a little crazier, though. I mean, that's just nuts. Recently. Yeah.
Where, like, her husband was cheating. Like, when I was going to church back home, there was, like, a whole, like, scandal with the ministers of music where they were, like, hooking up all over North Carolina. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a big scandal. Everybody was all up in arms and upset about it.
Well,
I was like, whatever. I was like, y'all didn't know they were homos? That's what I was thinking. It's like, I just figured everybody knew and just went on with it. It's like.
Right.
But that's like, I don't, because you know, like, there's that whole group of people now that are like the gay men married to women shit.
Oh, I've seen that.
And it's like they're trying to come out like it's saying how like they choose to live like as straight men, even though they like are gay men, like whatever. It just confuses.
Are they openly gay?
They're openly gay,
boyfriends?
But they don't act on it, and they are married to women and have sex with women. It's like very religious shit. It's all for religious reasons. It's always
Mormons, because, right?
Yeah, that kind of Mormony sort of thing. Yeah. Like I mean, I read an article about it. It was nuts. Like they're like petitioning to the scrotus or whatever they're called.
Scrotus.
And they're fucking they're trying to like say like you can live a life without like sucking dick. It's basically what they're trying to say. And I'm like, but you're not living a happy or a truthful life.
Right.
Because you're sitting there telling me how like, you would much rather suck dick, but because the Lord and your church told you, you can't, you're over there freaking eating pussy and probably almost gagging yourself to death every evening. It just don't make any sense to me.
What do you think happens when, let me ask something. If you were forced, if someone came at gunpoint, gun to your head, someone made you go down on a woman, would you gag? Would you die?
I would seriously contemplate getting shot first. I'd be like, will it kill me? I've done it twice. I've done it two times. Yeah. Both times it was horrible. It was not a pleasurable experience.
Yeah.
It was not something I enjoyed. And I mean, I feel bad. Like, and I'm glad there's people who like it because apparently ladies like it. I just was not something I could.
Yeah.
And I know I had to be horrible because I was pretty much like smack, smack, gag, smack, smack.
Gagging.
Yeah, I was literally gagging. It was horrible.
My boyfriend's choking on me.
Yeah, I was like, the second time I did it, I only did it because she had braces and it was hurting. So I was like, the only way I can get this to stop is if I do that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm drunk enough. I can do this. Then I couldn't.
So she
leg braces?
No, teeth braces. She was blowing me with braces. It was scratchy. I couldn't take it anymore.
So you're like, let me do this.
Yeah, she didn't know how to avoid it. So I was like, this is not going to end anywhere other than bloody. So I was like, you can only scratch up and down with them braces so many times before you're going to break something.
Oh, it's funny.
It's the truth. But that was the last time I did it. That was 1992. I haven't been down there since.
Okay.
I haven't been down there since. Speaking of Mormons.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of The Blaze. This time wearing one of his signature sweatshirts.
Oh, Brent, are you familiar with Glenn Beck's fashion line?
1791. No,
I know he's a blowhard bitch ass I don't want to listen to.
He's also quite the fashion icon, Brent, if you're into denim.
What? It's 1791. What year is that? What is that?
Is that the year the Constitution was ratified, maybe?
1791 is the name of his clothes.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like
1780 something.
It's like lumber sexual kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But like $150 jeans.
But I bet they're wide in the seat
for the man.
All right. Wide in the seat.
So Glenn Beck, we played a clip last week. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher for past episodes.
Yay.
Of this Spun Gold. And Glenn, I think it was last week, he declared he's no longer a Republican.
Okay.
He's done with the GOP. I might have even, did I save this one? I thought I saved it as a drop. Maybe I didn't.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
No, that's not Glenn Beck. I fucked up. I thought that was Glenn Beck. But anyway, so now Glenn, you just got to hear him. He's just batshit crazy. Here's Glenn Beck on The Blaze, and gentlemen, a Glenn Beck moment for y'all.
Yeah, these are not Republicans. These are progressive
wastes.
These are.
No. Let's. He's bitching about the clown car, Jeb Bush, Bobby Jindal, the group.
Does he not like Jeb Bush?
Oh,
what's wrong with him? Straight, white,
Rhino.
Male, Christian.
Rhino.
Oh, really?
Rhino.
Okay.
You'll hear.
Yeah. These are not Republicans. These are progressive wastes.
Let's just stop calling them Republicans. They are progressives. I believe we need to start calling Jeb Bush, not a Republican, a progressive, because that's what he is.
Jeb fucking Bush is a progressive. Pro-life.
Okay.
Anti-gay.
Okay.
Anti-union. Pro-business.
But.
Anti-legislation.
Minimum wage, increase it.
Get rid of the minimum wage.
Okay, well.
Jeb Bush is a progressive.
Is he for fracking or against fracking?
Oh, I'm sure he's
he loves frack
away. Frack away, motherfucker. Put on that Skrogard and frack me.
Oh, yeah.
Canoe progressive, because that's what he is. Republicans don't, they will never admit that they have progressives in their midst. They do. They do. And I will tell you this. You guys...
It's the ugliest fucking sweatshirt I've ever seen in my life.
Are we looking at his outfit? What's he got on?
Wait, are his hands taped like he's getting ready to fight? I think his hands are taped.
They are taped.
Like he's getting ready
to
fight.
And I will tell you this. You guys know that we got a phone call before we went on the air.
Maybe he's got carpal tunnel.
No.
It looks like he's got those braces on his hands.
He's crazy. I guarantee you there's a sparring ring on that in the Blaze compound.
A speed bag?
Yeah. I mean, they have a gun range there.
That's true.
Speed bag.
I just had the speed bag sound.
Oh. Can't release any of the details or what it was about.
He just got a phone call, he says. Everybody knows, except we can't tell you.
Then why talk about
right.
it?
Right.
They do. And I will tell you this. Off you guys know that we got a phone call before we went on the air. Can't release any of the details or what it was about. You know what I'm talking about, Stu?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you may not have been here at the table. But we, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay. Big, right? Big names involved.
Yeah.
Huge names.
Yeah.
And said, just please tell Glenn to continue to put the heat on because the party is split.
Some alleged high mucky muck is calling.
But didn't he just say that he wasn't going to tell you what he said? And now he's telling us what he said.
Right. True. Well, right.
He's got can't tell you what he said, but right. Let me tell you what he said.
He's right. he's just lubing up the hole a little bit.
Dick. To continue to put the heat on because the party is split. And half of the party is like, please, please, don't stop. So,
oh my God. Oh, we get that's a drop. Please, please, don't stop. He is out of his fucking mind.
Please, please, don't stop. So I'm telling you right now, don't stop. We are breaking their back. The progressive Republican Party.
No, take the word progressive out of there. You're breaking the Republican Party, of which we are happy.
Yeah.
However, the lunatics are also burning the fucking place down as they're leaving.
Yeah.
So they're trying to pass every kind of heinous dick watery that they can as they wither away and die from old age. The Fox News crowd.
Yeah.
Which can't happen soon enough. All right.
We are breaking their back. The progressive Republican Party, we are breaking their back. And they are showing no signs of squirming or anything else. But are you shocked at how high level this was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually encouraged by who came from.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and you know what?
I'd name drop, but I can't.
Listen to all these important people.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Who the fuck
they
is
were really
it?
Important, right, dude over there?
Oh, definitely. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes. Very please. Important, Glenn. Look at my big balls.
That's right.
I have to get an extra large scrotum or whatever the scrotum protect. What's it called?
Scrotum.
And the scrotum. I messed up my joke. And I was like, scrotum. Fuck.
So that's.
God, what a bunch of assholes. Glenn, who was it? They won't say who this.
Oh, here.
I'm talking about now?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shocking how high up.
Yes.
And encouraging.
Definitely
on who that
encouraging,
is.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We will someday tell you what this is about, and I think you will, but just trust us. This is very encouraging.
That's it.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, absolutely, Glenn. Yes.
Yes, Glenn.
Listen, those people sitting around that table, they want to keep that job.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, Glenn. Great idea. Absolutely.
Whatever you say, Glenn.
That sweater looks wonderful.
Who does
wonderful.
Glenn Beck want to be up in there then? I don't hear him offering up any contenders.
Oh. He likes Scott Walker. Scott Walker finally called him. He loves Louis Gohmert. He wants Louis Gohmert to run for president.
Oh, good Lord, have mercy on us all.
Here is Louis Gohmert.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
You didn't know that, did you? That was going on before the
where did he learn that?
That's where he thinks we're like failing, is we're not massaging the guys before they go into battle anymore.
Well, it's a weird statement to make. That to me sounds like something he heard.
I rented this movie one time.
Yeah. He got a parody. He watched Spartacus, but was watching a porn parody and didn't know it. I don't know.
We only got a Spermicus.
Spartacus.
Yeah. We only got a couple minutes left here. Do you want to hear a quick Brian Fisher clip?
I am Spartacus.
Brian Fisher.
On the American Family Association.
Oh, I got
focal
it.
Point with Brian Fisher.
What a dick.
He is going to talk about the big news over the weekend, which I'm sure the Hollywood Hick talks about.
Oh, yeah, we'll be discussing.
Bruce Jenner.
It was fascinating.
You said you got some feels.
I did get the feels. But mostly I got the feels like when like they would show like the other shit, like the downtrodden, like not downtrodden, whatever, but like the kids that killed themselves.
Republican, you know.
What are the feels?
I know. That was the only thing I didn't like.
What are the feels?
The feels. Like he made me like actually like kind of like.
Emotions.
Oh, emotions.
Yeah. I got the feels
oh,
a little
shit.
Bit.
Well, I hope you recovered.
I did. I'm bounced back.
Well, Brian Fisher has some feels about the subject.
Oh, I'm sure.
They may not match yours.
You know, I've got a story here about the number of times that the Department of Justice actually paid for people to go down and participate in rallies against George Zimmerman on behalf of Trayvon Martin. Turns out George Zimmerman completely exonerated of all charges, wasn't found guilty of anything. But before that had happened, the Department of Justice, this is President Obama, sending people down there, paying them to go down there and community agitate.
I don't know what this has to do with it, but I guess he segues into Bruce.
Community organized. You know, and the homosexual lobby, the left, always wants to blame us.
The homosexual lobby, hash the left.
The left.
For homosexual suicides. You know, our point is, look, this is a disordered lifestyle, and one of the complications of this lifestyle is suicidal ideation. That's the tragedy about Bruce Jenner.
They kill themselves because of Christo cunts like you, you asshole, who hate them and make them a pariah.
Make them feel unwelcome and, yeah, a pariah. Like, yeah, you are the reason they kill themselves, you backwards ass mouth breathing bitch ass bitch.
Well, and one of the complications of this lifestyle is suicidal ideation. That's the tragedy about Bruce Jenner, by the way. The tragedy about Bruce Jenner, I mean, there's a lot of aspects of this that are extremely unfortunate, impact on the family and all that. But 41% of all transgenders attempt suicide at some point. So Bruce Jenner is on a suicide train. I mean,
oh my God.
He's on a gay homosexual suicide train.
The transgenderism reality-ness causes the suicide, not the.
Yeah. He's actually about to come out on the other side of all of that. Like, he finally came to terms with it. Like, that's like getting to where Bruce Jenner is when they use, like, but that's Bruce Jenner's going to be fine. It's the ones who haven't gotten to that point yet because of people like you always keeping them down with your fucking evil ways.
And Bruce Jenner is rich as fuck and can insulate himself and surround himself with whomever he pleases. He doesn't have to be in podunk fucking Utah in the middle of a goddamn fucking trailer park.
Are we saying
trying to put on a dress and try to live the way that she should?
Bruce Jenner has it easier than some.
I'm saying, yeah, it might not be your normal transgender journey.
Yeah. It's a reality show.
He has the ability to have comforts that a lot are not afforded.
And to suggest that's what leads to suicide is just a heinous fuck shittery.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Suicide at some point. So Bruce Jenner is on a suicide train. Ugh. I mean, there's almost a 1 in 2 chance that at some point between now and the end of his life, he is going to attempt suicide. That ought to break our hearts. We don't want that for anybody.
So I just didn't even watch the goddamn interview. I guarantee you he didn't watch the interview, because in the interview he talked about how he was like, I had the suicidal thoughts like years ago.
Right.
So it's like he didn't even pay attention. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt.
Yeah,
That's for Brian Fisher, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
And that'll take us out of today's show. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving on a Monday. We're going to be back 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, live streaming warm for y'all tomorrow through Friday, every weekday here. Listen to us at crabdiving.com and on iTunes and Stitcher as a podcast. Don't forget tonight, episode of the great Hollywood Hick on the Sevens.
Yay.
Thanks, Brent, for sitting in today.
Thanks for having me, y'all. It was a ton of fun.
At the H Wood Hick on the Twitters.
Y'all bitch asses, bitch.
Bitch ass bitches.
Don't forget Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter and RatedRComedy.com.
Yes, and follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Crabdiving.com. Later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.